Today on Life Talk.
Don't stop with just putting off the old coat, though. But if you don't work on putting on the new one, you're going to revert back to the old one. Because nature abhors a vacuum. You cannot leave yourself with a vacuum. You've got to put one down so you can pick another up. Jesus brought us out of the old life to bring us into a new life.
You are listening to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, the founder and senior pastor of Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Maybe you've noticed that our culture is pretty messed up these days, which makes people feel anxious who are filled with questions. They want peace, but have a hard time finding it or making it last. Well, Pastor Jeff is going to share in the message today about how you can finally be filled with hope, security, and most importantly, that peace you're looking for. Today's message is just for you. You can also listen to it again or any of the messages anytime you would like at our website, lifetalkradio.us. Let's go ahead and get right to the message. Here's Pastor Jeff to tell us what's coming up today on Life Talk.
You know, one day it occurred to me as I was reading Paul's description of Jesus out of the book of Philippians that Jesus was the most unselfish man that ever lived. Everything he did flowed out of a totally unselfish attitude. This really spoke to me in a strong way when I realized that was a part of Paul's admonition to all Christians to have the mind in you that was in Jesus Christ. The word mind in that verse can be translated attitude. As Jesus lived with an unselfish attitude, so should we. Jesus was never full of himself, but emptied himself, going from Godhead to manhood to servanthood all the way to the cross. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that our society is a get ahead, look out for number one, rise to the top at all costs, be a winner and take no prisoners kind of world. We don't view unselfishness as a desirable trait in this day and age, and yet that is exactly what God's will is for us. So grab your Bible and follow along as I share part two of the message, An Unselfish Attitude, from the series called Shift.
Let's look at Philippians 2, verse 3, and I'm going to read through verse 8. This is talking about Jesus' attitude. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. What's verse 5 say? Read it. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Verse 6, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. And when he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Amazing what we just read. For Jesus, the way up was down. The opposite of the way our culture thinks. We're told this about him. He did not demand his own rights be catered to. He laid down his heavenly position of power in order to serve. He gave up what he had in order to serve others. He put others before himself. How often does that happen in relationships? He put others before he put himself. When he had a need and they had a need, he picked their needs and met their needs instead of his own. Going all the way to the cross, which is incomprehensible because they hung God on the cross in the person of Jesus. And he did it so that we could be redeemed even while we were rejecting him. So Jesus gave up his own desires. Father, if it's your will, please let me dodge this cross. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And he went all the way to the cross, choosing you and me over himself. He was totally unselfish. So when you talk about the attitude of Jesus, have this attitude in you that was in Jesus, we're talking about an unselfish attitude. We're talking about being unselfish. So then how do we personally experience walking in the unselfish attitude that was also in Jesus Christ? How many of you, listen, the more unselfish you are, can I just give you some news here? The more unselfish you are, the happier you will be. I have never known, ever, a happy, selfish person. But I've known a lot of happy, unselfish people who put others above themselves. Isn't that funny? When you empty yourself out and give yourself to others and put on the attitude of Jesus Christ, you get happier. When it's all about you and your Godhead is me, myself, and I, then you're miserable. You're not a happy person because your needs are never met. There's never enough. You're always wanting something else. So first, if I want the attitude that is in Jesus Christ, what do I have to do? Okay, the Bible tells us something that we wouldn't expect. But here's what the Bible tells us to do. It says we are to, by faith, put it on. Now let me just read it to you. In Romans, it says this, put on. I want you to say this with me. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on. Put on. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The Bible literally tells us that we should put on the right attitude like we would put on a coat, which I'm going to do in just a minute. Walking in Jesus' unselfish attitude is a faith choice. It's a faith choice that you make many times a day. It's an intentional act of faith where we dress ourselves with his attitude. Everybody say again with me, put it on. We are just simply told when it comes to Jesus Christ and all that comprises Jesus Christ, and I can give it to you, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, kindness, faith. That is a list of character attributes we are to have, but it sums up who Jesus was. He was love. He had joy. He had peace. He was long-suffering. He was gentle. He was meek. He was kind. He was perfect faith. It says, put it on. Now, what I hear there is it's not going to come put you in a headlock and make you experience it, but we are to, by faith, put it on. Let me just give you an example. This morning, I stood in my closet looking at various things I could wear, and I had to think it through, just like you did. Do I wear this with that or that with this? Now you're really checking me out. Does this match with that, or that look better with this? So I thought through what I would wear, as most of you do several times a week. We stand in the closet, and we go through a few minutes of figuring out what we're going to wear. Some of you ladies, you take an hour. But that's okay. We've grown accustomed to that. We understand. Some of you guys, it doesn't take you any time at all. You've been wearing the same pants for 2 weeks. It doesn't matter. But just follow the illustration with me. So I thought through what I was going to wear. Isn't it funny how we put time and effort into what clothes we'll wear, but we never give a thought to what attitude we're going to put on that day? We don't even give a thought to it. We don't even think about it. As a matter of fact, we just put on whatever attitude we woke up with, which is usually not that good. But the Bible teaches us, catch this now, this is Bible teaching. The Bible teaches us to be intentional about what attitude we wear. Are you going to wear the attitude of Jesus Christ? Or are you going to wear some other attitude? We're also commanded to put some things off. It says in Ephesians 4:22, put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and it is corrupt through deceitful desire. So notice this, he's saying your old self, that ornery old self of yours that got in all that trouble, that was walking in sin, living in iniquity, that ornery old self, you are to put it off, which means lay it aside, put it down, detach yourself from it, like you would do an old coat. And then he says, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, the old self is that old man of sin, the old nature you had before getting saved. And it looked kind of like this. Now, for my radio listeners, I picked up an old, nasty, dirty trench coat that is making everybody grimace while I put it on, and I'm actually putting it on, and my congregation is looking at me strangely as I put it on. Here's the old life. This coat is a picture of the old life. It's dirty. It's nasty. You're not up here with me, but it's smelly. This is the old life. and you lived in this old life. This coat was buttoned up to the top. You lived in this old life. You lived in the power of sin. You did what the devil wanted you to do. You went where the devil wanted you to go. You lived in this old life, but when you got saved, God said, I've given you a new nature. Take it off. And this old coat, this old life, was crucified with him. Come on. And I put on a new coat. This right here is cashmere. I'm putting on cashmere. I put on a new coat, a new life. Now here's the deal. Follow with me. This really, really matters. The Bible tells us that while the old coat, the old man, doesn't have the same power over us, he still lurks in our soul looking for the chance to take charge. He can be put off, like I just took him off, but he is not snuffed out. He will be there lurking in the shadows till the day you go to heaven. But here's the deal. Before I was saved, I had no choice. I had to wear that old coat. I had to wear it everywhere I went. It was me. It was attached to me, glued to me. It was part of me. Jesus had to give me a new nature. So I had no choice but to wear it. But now that I'm saved, I have a choice. I am to walk in the newness of life. This coat, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, kindness, faith, the attitude of Jesus Christ. So Paul says, by faith, put off the old man. Simply take him off. You don't have to lose your temper anymore. You don't have to lust anymore. You don't have to walk in those old habits anymore. They are all attached to the old coat that was crucified with Jesus Christ when he died. I am crucified with Christ. Everybody say it with me. I'm crucified with Christ. Sin shall no longer have dominion over you, for you're not under law, but under grace. See, this old life, this old coat, when he says put it off and put the new one on, it's just like me taking off that coat and putting on the new one. And every day when I get into the Word of God and spend time with God, what I'm doing is I am making sure that I walk out the door wearing this one and not wearing this one.
We'll get back to Pastor Jeff in a moment to close out today's program. But first, I want to share something about our program. Our mission is actually very simple, to share the life-changing good news of Jesus Christ. So it's our prayer that these messages from Pastor Jeff aren't something you only listen to and enjoy, but that they inspire you to share with others. Together, we can do this. The message of the gospel is something everyone needs to hear, and that's why it's a priority to us. And you get to join us in this important mission. Call us at 877-884-3111 to say you're in, or drop us a line through our website, lifetalkradio.us. Well, here's Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
Don't stop with just putting off the old coat, though, because if you just say, I'm going to put off the old coat, but you don't work on putting on the new one, you're going to revert back to the old one, because nature abhors a vacuum. You cannot leave yourself with a vacuum. You've got to put one down so you can pick another up. See, Jesus brought us out of the old life to bring us into a new life. He brought them out of Egypt to bring them into the promised land. God never brings you out, but what he intends to bring you in. And he brought you out of the old coat to put you into the new coat. When you were a little child, your parents decided what you would wear. You remember that? And I didn't like anything they wanted me to wear. But I remember they dressed me when I was a little child. But the day came when my parents said, get dressed yourself. Likewise, when we're first saved, listen to me, God does a lot of things for us that we can't do and won't do for ourselves because we're unfamiliar with the things of God. We're brand new. But soon enough, God says, get dressed yourself. Reach into your salvation closet every day. Get dressed right every day. Putting on compassion, putting on humility, putting on unselfishness, meekness, patience, forgiveness, and above all, love. Dressing yourself in the new coat and put on the attitude of Jesus Christ. Put on the attitude of Jesus. Put it on. Put it on. Now, all this sounds really great and easy to do, and it sounds really cool, but by tomorrow morning, here's the deal. You're going to have to work it out in real life. Now, let me just get real practical with you, because I'm going to talk to you about working this out in real life. Let me get real practical. It's one thing to say, I'm putting on Jesus. Oh, man, Pastor Jeff, he had a great word. Hallelujah, that was wonderful. I'm just so thrilled about that new coat, that new cashmere spiritual coat. I'm so excited about it. And it's great, and that's the way you feel in the prayer room. But it's another thing altogether to work it out once you walk out the door in the morning. When you get in that rush hour traffic, Jesus can seem far away. He usually does to me. Or when you get to work and that one person with the unique ability to rub you the wrong way meets you at the water cooler, and that's how your day starts. Or before you even walk out the door, your spouse says something or the kids do something that throws cold water all over your spiritual fire. Here's the deal. The decision to put on the attitude of Jesus is going to be tested each and every day. Now, here's the way it works. When that selfish, irritating rush hour driver pulls in front of you, almost driving you off the road, you have a choice. And I know what that choice feels like. Hey, I've been on the rush hour traffic, and somebody do something, and I real quick put it on and act like they act and do what they do. But I also know I've got this option. When somebody gets all over me and irritates me and angers me, I want to put this one on. I want to grab this one. I want to put on Jesus. Put on Jesus. Put on Jesus. Dress myself in Jesus right then at that moment of need. I'm to put him on. I get dressed in him. Here's the deal. The promise of the Bible is that every time you make the faith choice to say, I put on the attitude of Jesus, I put on the attitude of Jesus, I am going to put on the coat of the attitude of Jesus, you walk in that attitude in the presence of adversity, you grow. Because attitude is the primary result of how you responded to life in adversity. Walking around with an attitude, chip on their shoulder. They're mad at the world, mad at God, mad at you, mad at themselves. How'd they get that way? They responded negatively in the furnace of adversity. And now their attitude is the result. But if I learn in the furnace of adversity, in irritating times, frustrating times, angering times, disappointing times, to praise the Lord, to put on Jesus, to put on his attitude, to put on the clothes that are in my salvation closet, put them on. If I choose right then to do that, I emerge from that time of trial with an overcoming attitude, with the attitude of Jesus, and it becomes cemented in my soul. And listen, every time in a moment of adversity, you pull out old dirty clothes of your former lost self and you react in anger or in the flesh, you miss a growth opportunity. You miss a growth opportunity. But here's the good news. God is patient. Oh, I thank God for the patience of God. God is patient. God is good. God is determined to make you just like his son. God has already decreed no matter what happens to you, he's going to work it together for your good to form Jesus Christ in you. And so even if you flunk the test, believe me, you're going to have another chance. Now here's the Bible promise. It says, in Romans 5, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials. How many of us do that? Rejoice. Look at, he's talking about attitude right here. We can rejoice. That's an attitude. When problems and trials come and you choose to rejoice, you have just directed the formation of an overcoming attitude. For we know that problems and trials are good for us. They help us learn to be patient. And patience develops strength of character in us and helps us trust God more each time. We use it until finally our hope and faith, listen to this, are strong and steady. How do hope and faith get strong and steady? When you respond to trials and problems by rejoicing and praising God and trusting him and putting on the attitude of Jesus. Putting on the attitude of Jesus. How many of you want strong and steady hope and faith? Verse 5 says, then when that happens, we are able to hold our heads high no matter what happens and know that all is well, for we know how dearly God loves us and we feel this warm love everywhere within us because God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Everybody say with me, you got to work it out. You got to work it out in real life. You've got to work it out. The Bible says, work out your own salvation. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I can't work out your salvation for you, and you can't work yours out for me. I work it out myself, and I do it by learning how to put on the new coat in times of trouble, in times of trial, and put on the attitude of Jesus Christ, which was an overcoming, faith-filled, love-filled attitude. If we, by faith, work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, we grow into the attitude of Jesus Christ. And I want you to always remember something. There's no fast food restaurant for spiritual growth. You can't drive for a spiritual McDonald's and say, give me that love quick. Give me that patience right now. Give me that attitude of Jesus Christ. I'm here and I don't want to wait long. Listen, learning to put on Jesus and walk with his attitude takes time and trouble, trial and error, persistence and patience. Jesus said, the seeds that fell on the good soil represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and what's the next word? Patiently. Say it again. Patiently produce a huge harvest. God doesn't microwave character. He marinates it in the slow cooker of routine daily life. So don't beat yourself up. If one day somebody rubs you the wrong way and you grab this old coat real quick and put it on real good and strong and button it up and respond the way you used to. What you do is you say, Lord, forgive me. I messed up. Next time, help me to grab the new coat, put on Jesus. You know, it helps me just to say, I put on Jesus. I'm going to be honest with you in closing. I talk about rush hour traffic a lot. It's one of the great trials for me because I live 20 miles away and I have to come up 35 several times a week. And it's under construction and it has tested my religion. And one of the things that really tests my religion, I'm going to be honest with you, is those 18-wheelers. All those 18-wheelers. I don't think anybody on the road likes those 18-wheelers. Because there you are, and you're wondering why traffic's going so slow, and you look way down the road, and you see two 18-wheelers side by side going 30 miles under the speed limit, and you know what has caused it. And you get some real negative feelings about those 18-wheelers. Now, let me tell you what I started doing. I started getting out of the way and letting them in front of me. I just thought, you know what? I can race, I can try to beat them as they're merging onto the highway so that I'm not behind them, because I'm naturally competitive by nature. I'm admitting it to you. I'm competitive by nature. And I would see when I'm coming, and I can tell he's going to merge onto the highway. I would put the pedal to the metal, try to get in front of them so I wasn't held back. But I got to thinking, nobody lets those guys in. When they want to change lanes, nobody wants to cut them any slack. And I started thinking, I'm going to. And so here comes one, and Jeff was put to the test. And I grabbed that new coat, and I put on Jesus and the attitude of Jesus, making somebody else's needs more important than mine, putting others' interests in front of mine, putting on love, putting on his attitude, everything that was described about his attitude, putting it on, and I let them on. Now, can I tell you something happened to me the first time I did that? Here's what happened to me. I knew I was the winner. Because I could hold back and be patient and allow them on. And that made me more a winner than if I had put the pedal to the metal and gotten in front of them and beat them to the punch. I was the winner because I was in charge of my soul. I want you to say with me, Jesus' attitude was unselfish. We're called to get dressed in that same attitude. It is a faith choice to put it on. When we choose his attitude in times of adversity, we grow.
We appreciate you listening today to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Every program we do has one main thing in mind: and that's to share the hope and good news of Jesus Christ to people who need to hear the message and to be inspired to put the teaching into practice. That's what this ministry is all about. So if you've been encouraged by the message, we would love to hear about it. Pick up your phone and give us a call at 877-884-3111. That's 877-884-3111. Or go online at our website to lifetalkradio.us. And be sure to save the web address in your favorites folder so you can come back often. Also, would you consider getting on board with us as a faithful ministry partner? It would really mean a lot to us. Your valuable contribution makes a huge difference to us in helping to get the message of the gospel out through this program to people everywhere. Your generosity, along with this ministry, is reaching people in a way that you may never have the ability to do on your own. So jump on board as a LifeTalk partner by calling us at 877-884-3111 or online at lifetalkradio.us. 877-884-3111 or lifetalkradio.us. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you so very much. Have a great rest of the day, and thanks for listening to LifeTalk.